Welcome to 5-Minute Fridays with medium Kim McBride. Join us as she unapologetically delivers life lessons to catapult you into enlightenment while peppering it with metaphysical topics.
The greatest gift you can give your parents is to stop seeing them as your parents, but as human beings, just trying to figure out life just like you. We tend to expect that our parents have all the answers or know what they're doing. And that's exactly why communication in a parent-child relationship can be so difficult, because we, the child, come with expectations. The problem is they are as screwed up as we are. They've been trying to get into the flow of life with many of the same issues we ourselves deal with. But for them, they've been doing it a lot longer than us. See, issues don't stop as we age. More hit us all the time. For instance, as we age, our bodies are not working like they once did. This technology that seems to be taking over everybody's lives is difficult because they are not naturally inclined to understand it, so they feel stupid and out of the loop. Then they're losing connections with family and friends. Either their friends are moving in with their adult children or moving into retirement communities or even more, or just dying. And what about the pink elephant in the room? The whole dying thing. As we age, it takes up more and more bandwidth in our thoughts. Where is the handbook that helps our parents adjust to these changes? And how about the shifting of roles? They used to be the one you came to for guidance. And now you're off having families and careers of your own, and they're just becoming just another thing you have to deal with. Do you think they don't know that? They're as confused as to where is their role in your life. Do you still need them, or are they just a burden now? One thing, as we age, we question our value and worth in the world. We once contributed, we had jobs that stretched and challenged us, families that needed us, and things that had to be done, regardless if we wanted to do them or not. These outside people and things motivated us. But what happens when you're left on your own to motivate yourself? For most of us, self-motivation is not something we've always cultivated. We usually base our decisions and actions on the needs of others, but what happens when those others are not around anymore? Now you have to find your own desires and purpose and self-motivation for yourself, and it's not easy. My mom was a busy, involved woman. She had a job in the grocery store industry. She had four kids, a husband that was pretty traditional, like having dinner on the table kind of guy. She had a bustling life. Till one day, her husband died unexpectedly in his sleep at 54 years old. She had already been scheduled for retirement, so she just followed through with it. All her kids were out of the house, and some were starting families of their own. Then to top it off, her well-meaning children moved her out of her family home and into a condo in a retirement center. Her life changed drastically in that short time frame. But once resettled in her new home, she attempted to throw herself into babysitting her grandchildren. But even that ran its course as the kids grew and didn't need so much attention. Then she sat. For the first time in her life, she sat. And slowly, all of her mojo seemed to drip out of her day by day. She didn't have a purpose anymore. She didn't know what to do with herself. She had no real friends. Most of her friends were work friends. No hobbies, because work was her hobby. She had siblings, but she was the eldest, so they were at different phases in their life. So she was having to lead the way into the new territory of old age all on her own. I'm sorry to say I didn't have this awareness that I share with you today. It took me quite a few years. I didn't know that mom needed me not to see her as my mom. She needed to be supported in her changing world and have assistance in struggling through this choppy water that she found herself in. She didn't need to be treated like a child, like so many adult children tend to do with their parents. Oh, my sister played that role out. She needed to be understood and not judged. My relationship with my mom changed drastically, and this is how I did it. All my life, I had a lot of problems with my mom. I was aware she was an important teacher in my life, but not necessarily for all the good things. At least that's how I viewed her at the time. I was very good at ignoring this relationship. I didn't want to deal with it. But one day, my guide, Tamingo sat me down. He said, if you want to change your relationship with your mother, you have to change the dynamics you bring to the table. You have to quit looking at her as your parent. Well, I didn't believe this simple statement could be so powerful, but I tried it. But to be honest, my real motivation was I didn't want to come back in the next life to deal with this relationship again. But I trusted Tamingo and I was on a mission. Once I started observing her rather than judging her and putting expectations on her, I started to see what she was struggling with. My new shift perspective, I started to find compassion, acceptance, and understanding of her. I quit looking at her as her parent, as my parent. For so long, Mom had been accustomed to the old game we had been playing out in our relationship, and sensing something was different made her a bit skittish. My behavior changed in our interactions, but it seemed the old trigger points she pushed no longer set me off. That's when our relationship started to find momentum. But that only happened because I was consistently and genuinely different. I came to find when I quit laying my childish parent expectations upon her, and I didn't take on the role of being her parent, our anxiety and angst changed the relationship drastically. We started a new relationship and really started to enjoy each other. We had a good 5-year run on our new relationship before she passed away. And surprisingly, it didn't take a conversation or a confrontation to reevaluate and change our relationship. It just took me to look at her differently. Give this perspective change a try in your relationships and let me know how it worked out.
Thanks for listening to 5-Minute Fridays with Kim McBride. For more practical advice with a punch, visit us at kimmcbride.com.